Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Carlson is joining us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning to you, Andrew, on what is another fantastic day in Greyhound Racing.
It is, certainly. It just keeps going every night. We're having these qualifying finals, and I was looking very much forward to just preparing stuff, and we've got a string of them, haven't we? It's virtually right over the weekends, the next two or three weekends, we've got qualifying finals going on. It's just thrilling to be a part of it.
It really is, Andrew, and for any further information that anyone needs, they can go to thedogs.com.au or milliondollarchase.com.au and go to the Million Dollar Chase Hub. Yeah, as we've been mentioning, it's super busy. Tonight is the Dapto Regional Final. Tomorrow afternoon, the Casino Regional Final. And on Saturday night, the Bulleye Regional Final. While tomorrow, the Richmond Heats are on. And we've got the Dubbo Heats coming up on Sunday as well. And then we're off to Nowra for the Heats on Monday. So it just keeps going. We're on our way to the final at Wentworth Park on Friday night, October 18.
Well, Dave, let's talk about tonight. Your special guest is online to talk about Dapto.
Yes, indeed. And I can tell you that she may train the outsider in tonight's Dapto final. But Kayla Jane Coleman is short odds for future group race success. She was born to be a greyhound trainer. Kayla Jane is the daughter of successful trainer, Victorian-based Deborah Coleman, along with her partner, Robbie Camilleri. And Kayla Jane's partner, Sean Evans, and good friend Chris Nutt, are certainly greyhound participants who have had a stack of success. And along with them, Kayla Jane breeds, she rares, she breaks in, she conditions chasers, including Cura Keo, who's going to jump from box eight in tonight's Dapto decider. And she is on the line. Kayla Jane, good morning. He stormed home for third to Furious and Fast in the Dapto heats last Thursday night. Tonight, at $51 fixed, if he sees a chance, I reckon he'll take it again.
I hope so. I think he has run his best races when he's been $51, so fingers crossed.
Cura Keo. Now, Cura Keo, I've done my research, Kayla Jane. It's an island in the Caribbean, and it's famous for blue Cura Keo, which is a drink. And back in my younger years, when I was trying to impress the ladies, I'd go and buy a Blue Lagoon, which had blue Cura Keo in it. You're probably a bit young to remember that.
No, not really, because that's exactly the reason why that's his name, because he is blue in colour himself, and his mother is by cocktail party, so there was a bit of a reason for his name.
Okay, yeah, cocktail party, Blue Lagoon, Blue Cura Keo, it all certainly works. Now, he clocked a Dapto personal best of 30 and 13 in the heats at his fifth sprint start in a row, which also included a 29 and 63 Bulleye win. Prior to that, Kayla Jane, he was racing over the 700, so he finished a close second to Blue Summer Sky at Wentworth Park in that. So was the return recently to the 500s the plan to get him into the TAB Million Dollar Chase?
The Million Dollar Chase was actually just by balls up, really. Like, I was stepping him back up over the 600, but the week prior to the Million Dollar Chase, he was in a 600-metre race at Dapto, but it got abandoned due to bad weather.
Okay.
So nowhere trialling the next day, and that just really put his preparation backwards. So I didn't really find him fit enough for a 600 the following week. So the Million Dollar Chase series was on. I had two other dogs I was putting in it. But I was purely putting them in it to, if I made the regional finals, I could have gone in the regional race at Wentworth Park. But since then, I've realised that I don't live in the regional area, so they couldn't go in that anyway. So it was all a bit of a stuff up, but he's got in there, so it doesn't actually really matter now anyway.
Yeah. Well, you, of course, are out at the Oaks just past Camden. Now, Cura Keo's by Barsha Bale, as you mentioned, from your former race pitch cocktail party, and his siblings, all named after drinks, have done well for you. Uzo was the runner-up to deliver in the Group 1 Vic Peters final last year, while UDL is racing in South Australia. As a matter of fact, contest a staying event, the last race at Angle Park tonight, and I believe Cocktail Party has a new litter on the ground.
Yeah, her first litter are going great. She was a middle distance bitch herself, so the staying events probably should suit some of them. But yeah, her next litter, which I'm really excited about, they're 11 months old and they're by Sean's actual stud dog, Aphorism, who broke the track record at Nowra, and he's by Collision himself, and Collision really clicks through the line as well. So hopefully they're just as good as the first litter, because I'm really stoked with the first litter.
Yeah, Aphorism clocked 29 and 56 at Dapto, 29 and 83 at Wentworth Park, won a heat of the West Australian Derby before unfortunately going amiss in the Puppy Classic at Nowra. And so, yeah, very, 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 very smart chaser there, Kayla Jane.
Yeah, he was. I think he was just starting to hit his straps. He broke down. He wasn't even 2.5 when he broke down. So the best was yet to come, but it wasn't to be. But hopefully we've got a litter on the ground at the moment that have just finished breaking in that are going super by him. So hopefully the pups will do the talking for him and he can get a few more bitches at stud.
What about Where Art Thou by Where's Pedro from your former race bitch Amnesia? She won at Sandown in 41 and 96, finished second to Rockoon in the 2017 Hume Cup final. And she won by 11 lengths at Wentworth Park and only her second race start. And that was around 30 seconds neat. So Where Art Thou must have been one of your favourites of all time.
Yeah, her and Cardiology, there wasn't anything between them. People have their own favourites, but for me, they're equal. Cardiology did all her work early, and she was more pacey than Where Art Thou, but I think they always nearly ran exactly the same time. So just some people just like those fast finishing dogs. But yeah, she comes second in two Group Ones for me, so I couldn't fault that. She made the Group One Megastar as well, ran home for fourth in that as well over the 500. So at Dapto, which isn't her specialty, so they've been very good to me, those two bitches. So I can't fault them at all.
Yeah, she won at Wentworth Park in 29 and 75. She beat Abby Ripper and Sherbuni in a New South Wales national distance heat at her second last start. Now, Kayla Jane, your mum Deb Coleman has She's Gifted and her partner Rob Camilleri Slingshot Hammer in the Bulleye regional final of the Tab Million Dollar Chase on Saturday night. Are they kennelling at your property at the Oaks?
Yeah, they go up and back. They were up here on the when was it, on the Sunday, Monday. They've since gone back home and they shall be up here, I'm guessing, Friday afternoon for the Saturday. They always come up the day before, let the dogs settle in and have the next day off and go to the races. So we should have a stack of people up here on the weekend. Daly's come up as well, so be a full house on the weekend this weekend.
Yeah, the Andrea Daly team, they've got 8 dogs in tomorrow night's Richmond Heats, and of course Shima Shine and Dinah Patty in the Bulleye final on Saturday night. So with Andrea, Tom and George, your mum Deb, Robbie Camilleri, you might have to stick a no vacancy sign out the front, Kayla Jane.
I think so. I think we have to start we're going to start charging rent, but I think a percentage of prize money with the caliber of dogs that come up might be a good way to go about it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. A little, maybe 20% of prize money. Have a chat to Andrea. Have a chat to your mum. I'm sure they'll nod their heads to that. Look, I think that your little boy Cash, who's already a dab hand at greyhounds, he's not even 2 years of age. He's going to be getting plenty of attention.
He gets all the attention. We don't get any attention anymore, but he loves the dogs. He absolutely loves the dogs. So, you know, we hope he follows in our footsteps. But you know, Sean wouldn't mind him being an athlete, a superstar athlete. But he'll be what he'll be, and hopefully he enjoys what he ends up being.
Well, he's going to have to decide on his footy team. I know Sean's a mad Parramatta fan, and you love the Roosters, so there could be a bit of an argument going forward there, Kayla Jane.
As long as he doesn't play for those Dragons, he'll be right.
Oh, here we go. Well, that might have to signal the end of this interview, I reckon.
But I trust you had a good Mad Monday there, Dave.
Yeah, yeah, we've been getting used to that in recent times, Kayla Jane. But look, all the best out of Box 8 tonight with Curacao in the Tab Million Dollar Chase Regional Final at Dapto. I really hope the dog runs well for you, Kayla Jane, and thank you so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Kayla Jane Coleman there, Andrew.
Yeah, good stuff there. Let's hope the 50-1 outsider can get into the money tonight. Jason Mackay's always in the news.
Oh, I tell you what, gee, got some nice youngsters coming through today at Maitland. We're going to be keeping an eye on some of Jason runners from the start of the program. He's got Aston Sapporo in Box 1 in Race 1. the son of Black Magic Opal and Fantastic Sky debuts after a terrific 22-44 400 metre trial at the Gardens last week, while Mercury Calling lines up in race two, also from box one, after trialling in 25-13 over the 450 metres at Maitland last Thursday. He's by SH Avatar from Subway to Venus. In the meantime, Zipping Houdini debuted with a 22-54 victory at Maitland last week, while his sister Zipping Veyron bolted in on debut at the Gardens last Friday in a near record 22-35. Now, they're both from Zipping Willow, who's the dam of Golden Easter Egg champ Zipping Bailey, and she herself has been trialling the house down too. Jason also has the crack youngster Turbo Thomas in the red rug in race four at Maitland today, and Whiskey Jack, race five, number four, chasing a hat trick. So Jason McKay, champion trainer, is set for a big afternoon at Maitland, Andrew.
Yeah, all right. We'll be going to preview that after 11 with John McDermott. What are the dogs best for today?
Well, from the dogs.com.au, Andrew, Maitland, which kicks off at 3:44, they have the best bet, race 9, number 5, Black Rampage, 9-5. Their value bet was scratch, check money. Dapto tonight, it kicks off, the big one, at 7:16. The best bet is in race 4, number 1, Kraken Rye, 4-1. While the value bet comes up in the regional final of the Tab Million Dollar Chase, race 6, number 1, Show Business. And that final is at 12 minutes past 9, Andrew.
All right, plenty of interest there and more information via the dog's webpage. All right, I'll go away and look more into that drink because I'm certainly comfortable that you would have drunk plenty of them, Dave, in your young day when you were swanning around the disco spots there and just drinking whatever the name of the drink was. You would have been just really lapping it up.
You know, Andrew, I'd pop into that nightclub in the city, the Pitt Street Gardens, and I'd walk in and see all the ladies drinking their Blue Lagoons, and who was on the dance floor cutting a swathe? None other than the Duff.
Oh, now you put someone in. I hope Cheryl was there as well. Good on you, Dave. We'll chat tomorrow, mate.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks.
Duff and Cheryl, I hope they're out just having a coffee and not listening to us. That's Dave Carlson with Going Greyhounds. He's back tomorrow as well.